This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And certainly this program is important for all people, because we believe here at DavidDuke.com that the premier problem in the world today is the problem of Jewish extremism or Jewish supremacism. It's the reason why that the world is moving toward this clash of civilizations. It has been the greatest source of terror. It was Israeli terror that has caused the rise of Islamic terror. And we believe that Jewish extremism has led the United States in a way that has severely damaged the security and the well-being of the American people. We have thousands of Americans who've died in Iraq, many tens of thousands who've suffered terrible injuries and who've been maimed and terribly disfigured for life from this war. And we've spent hundreds of billions of dollars in a war that has not been fought for America, but for Israel. Now, I often talk about Jewish extremism. And I imagine for a lot of people who've never been exposed to the facts and the information of Jewish extremism, that they think that, well, I must be off my rocker, or that I must really be way out there, totally outside of reality. But ladies and gentlemen, Jewish extremism is real. And it's not only real, not only does it exist among many, many people that are defined as Jews, but it also is embraced by many powerful Jews, not only in Israel, but around the world. Now, recently I came across a website from Israel called Dat Emet. It's an Israeli website that exposes Jewish extremism. And the following article, which I have linked to on my website, davidduke.com, is entitled Gentiles in Halakha. Now, Dat Emet is a secular site written by Jews who reject the Jewish supremacism that forms the core of Judaism. In Dat Emet, you will find validated almost all my assertions about Jewish supremacism that I have made in my articles on davidduke.com, in my books, and in my many lectures around the world. For pointing out the extreme ethnic hatred and supremacist nature of Judaism, I'm often incorrectly condemned and slandered as anti-Semitic. Yet the extreme hatred and the body of Jewish law against Gentiles, and also, by the way, against Jewish women, is almost completely unknown to most Gentiles because the Jewish-dominated media keeps people in complete ignorance about the evidence of Jewish extremism. Interestingly, the same press that suppresses awareness of Jewish extremism constantly tells the world about the dangers of Muslim extremism. Yet, my friends, it is Jewish extremism that led directly to the terrorism and ethnic cleansing that created Israel, that tortured more than 100,000 Palestinians and other Arabs in the prisons of Israel, and that has terrorized and harmed millions of people, such as in the recent attacks on Lebanon, where a whole nation was terrorized and the entire infrastructure of a country, and by the way, a friend of the United States, was destroyed. The Jewish extremists are fomenting the so-called war on terror, and they are the ones who created this disastrous Iraq war, a war for Israel, not America. The Halakha is the core of Jewish law. Here's a quote directly from Wikipedia on the Internet, and you can find these definitions anywhere where you go to major reference books. Halakha, also translated as Halakha with a H-A at the end, A A-H at the end. It's a collective corpus of Jewish religious law, including biblical law, and later Talmudic and rabbinic law, as well as customs and traditions. Like the religious laws in many other cultures, Judaism classically draws no distinction in its laws between religious and non-religious life. Hence, halakha guides not only religious practices and beliefs, but numerous aspects of day-to-day life, unquote. Now, one of the core doctrines of the halakha is that Gentiles, that's all non-Jews, are not human beings, but animals. Correspondingly, it teaches that it's permissible for Jews to kill, harm, cheat, and steal from Gentiles. In fact, such is sometimes even commanded by their law. It actually teaches that Gentiles fall into three categories: those who obey all seven Noahide laws, though in practice no Gentiles fit this category, Gentiles who did not keep the Noahide laws, and Gentiles who are idolater Gentiles, as Halakha considers all Christians. Here's a direct quote from the website, from Parashat Matot on Dat Emet website. "We learn from the laws that we wrote here that there are three levels of killing one who is not a Jew. One, if he is a Noahide Gentile, fulfilling the seven laws. A Jew who kills him is not liable to death by the courts as he would have been if he killed a Jew, but he is liable to death by the hands of heaven. The second is a Gentile who does not keep the seven Noahide laws," and in parenthesis it says, "and we know of no Gentile who keeps the seven Noahide laws. This one may be killed, but the Jews are not commanded to kill him. The third is an actual idolatrous Gentile, as Halakha considers all Christians. It is a commandment to kill him." The Rama in Yorei Dia 158, section 1, writes, "And therefore one is allowed to try medicines on Gentiles to see if they help. This is an explicit halakhic license to perform medical experimentation by force on Gentile slaves bought by Jews." Now, I urge every reader of DavidDuke.com to thoroughly read this important Jewish website. It offers a portal into the world that our controlled media does not permit you to see. But once you are aware of this world, you will begin to understand the source of many of the critical issues facing us. Now I'm going to quote to you directly from the foreword of the articles, Gentiles in Halakha. "For a long time, we have been considering the necessity of informing our readers about Halakha's real attitude toward non-Jews. Many untrue things are published on this issue, and the facts should be made clear. But recently, we were presented with a diligently written paper on the subject, authored by a scholar from the Merkatz Harava Yeshiva. So our job was done by others, though we have already discussed some aspects of this issue in the weekly portions of Balak and Mathrot. See here. Since there is almost no disagreement between us and the author of the article on the issue, we have chosen to bring the article, Jews Are Called Men, by R. David Bar Chaim in Hebrew, so that the reader will be able to study and understand the attitude of the Halakha toward non-Jews. In this article, R. Bayab Chaim discusses the attitude toward Gentiles in the Torah and in the Halakha and comes to an unambiguous conclusion. Quote, the Torah of Israel makes a clear distinction between a Jew, who is defined as a man, and a Gentile. That is to say, any notion of equality between human beings is irrelevant to the Halakha. R. Bar Chaim's work is comprehensive, written with intellectual honesty, and deals with almost all the aspects of halakhic treatment of non-Jews. It also refutes the statements of those rabbis who speak out of wishful thinking and influenced by concepts of modern society, claim that Judaism does not discriminate against people on religious grounds. R. Bar Chaim shows that all these people base their constructs not on the Torah, but solely on the inclinations of their own hearts. He also shows that there are even rabbis who intentionally distort the halakhic attitude to Gentiles, misleading both themselves and the general public. It goes on, for the English reader's convenience, we will briefly mention the topics dealt with in Arbe Chaim's article. First, laws in regard to murder, which clearly state that there is halakhic difference between murder of a Jew and a Gentile, the latter is considered a far less severe crime. Next, a ban on desecrating the Sabbath to save the life of a Gentile. A Jew's exemption from liability if his property, in other words, his ox causes damage to a Gentile's property, but if a Gentile's property causes damage to a Jew's property, the Gentile is liable. The question of whether robbery of a Gentile is forbidden by the Torah's law or only by rabbinic decree. A ban on returning a lost item to a Gentile if the reason for returning it is one's sympathy towards the Gentile and compassion for him. The sum which a Gentile overpays in a business transaction due to his own error is forfeit. Whether a Jew is permitted to intentionally deceive a Gentile is also discussed. One who kidnaps a Jew is liable to death, but one who kidnaps a Gentile is exempt. A Jew who hurts or injures a Gentile is not liable for compensation of damage, but a Gentile who hurts a Jew is liable to death. One who overcharges a Gentile ought not to return him the sum that the Gentile overpaid. A Gentile or even a convert to Judaism may not be appointed king or public official of any sort, in other words, a cabinet member. One who defames a female proselyte, claiming that she was not a virgin at the time of her marriage, is liable to neither lashes nor fine. The prohibition to hate applies only to Jews. One may hate a Gentile. One may take revenge against or bear a grudge toward Gentiles. Likewise, the commandment, love your neighbor, applies only to Jews, not to Gentiles. One who sees Gentile graveyards should curse your mother, shall be greatly ashamed. Gentiles are likened to animals. If an ox damaged a Gentile maidservant, it should be considered as though the ox damaged a she-ass. The dead body of a Gentile does not bear ritual impurity, nor does a Gentile who touches the dead body of a Jew become impure. He is considered like an animal who touched a dead body. One is forbidden to pour anointing oil on a Jew, but there is no ban on pouring that oil on a Gentile because Gentiles are likened to animals. An animal slaughtered by a Gentile is forbidden, even if the ritual slaughter performed was technically correct, because Gentiles are deemed like animals. Their members are like those of asses. Gentiles are likened to animals. The article goes on. Arbe Chaim's arguments and conclusions are clear, halakhically accurate, and supported by almost all the existent major halakhic works. It would be superfluous to say that Arbe Chaim fully embraces this racist halakhic outlook as the word of the living God, as he himself pointed out in the conclusion of his article. It is clear to every Jew who accepts the Torah as God's word from Sinai, obligatory and valid for all generations, that it is impossible to introduce compromises or renovations into it. On the other hand, we want to make it clear that Dat Emet, as well as any reasonable people who do not embrace halakhic laws as the word of the living God, are repulsed by such evil, racist discrimination. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the introduction to this article, the Halakha on Gentiles, and I would really suggest that you go to my website, you take a look, follow the links to this Jewish site in Israel, and do some very heavy reading and research, and you'll discover the incredible sense of supremacy and racism. In fact, of any racism I've encountered around the world, and obviously I've known people who are racist from all walks of life and all races and ethnic groups upon the planet, and I don't know of any racism that is as virulent as this racism. They literally say that they have this divine right to rule the world. The purpose of all non-Jews is to serve other Jews as servants or slaves. They literally say that Gentiles are nothing more than animals, and that Jews, in fact, have every right to kill a Gentile except for those who follow the seven Noahide laws, which they say almost no Gentiles follow, and that it is a good thing and a positive thing for a Jew to kill a Christian. I mean, these are unbelievable. Imagine if anybody in the so-called right wing are the white racial movement in America or Europe would say these things. Or imagine if any Muslim would say these things about Jews. No radical Muslim groups that I know say that it's a meritorious deed to kill any Jew anywhere in the world. And if they do say something like this, they are condemned by the great body of Muslim scholars and clerics and other Muslim officials all over the world, both in civil service and outside of the Islamic major construction and community. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible situation here. Why? We're not even allowed, and of course, where there is Muslim extremism, we know about that. It's in our media all the time. There are stories about this every day. But, ladies and gentlemen, we don't hear hardly anything about the elements of Jewish extremism. But this element of incredible supremacism and extremism, literally calling non-Jews animals, I mean, you can't get much more vicious than that. You can't get much more vicious than saying that Christians should be killed. People who endorse this halakhic version are often in very powerful positions, and they're close to the centers of power. One organization that completely endorses this halakhic view is the Chabad-Lubavitch movement, a powerful movement of hundreds of thousands of Jews around the world that spends hundreds of millions of dollars in their projects. And in fact, they've had recent confabs in the White House of the United States of America and teach-ins in the White House to teach their fellow Jews in the White House of their principles. Here's a group that believes in halakhic law that Gentiles are animals, that Gentiles have inferior souls, that the Gentiles' purpose on earth, in fact, the purpose of the entire creation on earth is to serve Jews. They're literally teaching halakhic lessons to fellow Jews in the White House of the United States of America. But most Americans don't even know a thing about this. They have never even heard of it. And, of course, the Jewish press isn't quick to talk about it. And certainly there's a responsibility, I believe, from Jews who don't endorse this kind of incredible anti-Gentile hate. Is a responsibility for them to condemn these actions and these sentiments. But where is that condemnation? The truth is that Judaism itself, most of Judaism, is in fact in the world Orthodox. And Orthodox is almost all of the Israeli Jewish population who are religious. And Orthodox follows the Halakha. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is one more exposure. These are not from my words, but from the words of, I think, responsible Jews in Israel. But again, you've not heard of this, and the American people don't know of it. I think more Jews know of it than Gentiles. So why don't they speak out about it and expose it? The Jewish press is very quick to expose Muslim extremism or white extremism of any kind. And ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat one more time. I don't consider myself an extremist at all. I don't consider myself a supremacist at all. I want to preserve my heritage. I believe that Europeans have a right to do that. I think Christians have a right to preserve their faith and the nature, the character of their culture in their own country. I think it's abhorrent that the courts are ruling we can't even sing Christmas carols in our schools in America, a Christian country. I think also that Muslims should be allowed to preserve their culture. I think Jews have every right to preserve their own culture and heritage. But there's a big difference, my friends, between supremacism and this vicious hate that someone can express in supremacist ways, such as halakha, to the idea of preserving your culture. It's between night and day. I think it's normal for people to preserve their own culture. I think it's absolutely abnormal and evil for them to try to preach that they should enslave others, harm others, that other people are animals, and that other people, simply for not being members of their own tribe, should simply be killed or murdered. And that's precisely what halakha teaches. So I hope all of you will get involved and will go to this website and spend a lot of time, read their articles, read their questions and answers, and I think that you're going to be quite amazed by what you find. And I think you will find that I have been right on about this subject for a long time. I've been telling the truth, and that it's not anti-Semitism to express and to expose the extremism that exists at the core of Judaism, which is in the halakha laws, which the halakha is the law. It's a religious law of the Jewish people. Thanks so much, and I appreciate all of you being here. I look forward to being with you tomorrow, and please do your part to help us continue to keep this work going. It takes money to do this website. It takes a lot of effort to be able to do the traveling I'm doing and the speaking and the work and the research, and your support make all that possible. I hope all of you, too, will post this article on as many websites as possible and get the word out, because this is a very vital word. It really is amazing, I think. I think this is really, even though I know so much about this, I've been reading about this for years and years, it shocks me to the core every time I reread and see some of these things. And I learned a few things from this website, some of the hatred and some of the extremism that I wasn't even aware of. I learned a little bit more from this site, and I hope that all of you will go into it and really get an understanding, the depth of hatred that exists against us. And if you understand the halakha, and if you understand Jewish sentiments toward Gentiles, I believe you will begin to understand a lot of what's going on, the immigration policies that exist in the West. You're going to understand why the Jews promote the morality they do for the European people in terms of MTV or on the television networks or in the movies, the Hollywood movies that they influence. You know, they are exercising this hatred, this opposition to our culture, our heritage, our very genetic identity every time that they promote these policies that weaken our own people. Now, that sounds really strange, and it's hard. I think it's hard for good-hearted people to think that some people could be this evil. But read the writings that you'll find on this Dat Emet website from Israel, and you also will learn the truth that there is this kind of evil that does exist in the world. Thanks so much. I'll see you again tomorrow.
This has been David Duke for Our Heritage and Our Freedom.